analysts and portfolio managers are using these every day. So our students have the same resources as Wall Street professionals.
The Bloomberg terminals at Fort Hays State University present a real-world educational opportunity. Professor of Finance from the Department of Economics, Finance, and Accounting at Fort Hays State University, Tom Johansson, along with alumni engagement strategist from the Alumni Association, Carolyn Tatro, stopped by to talk about those and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I think it's kind of appropriate to talk about this right at graduation, at commencement weekend, because a lot of our students are graduating and going out with some of the skills that that Fort Hays has been able to equip them with, and we're just really excited about some of these opportunities. You know, some of the bigger schools might have these different resources, but it's very rare to find a lot of the stuff we have on campus at institutions our size, which is what makes us really competitive, right? So one of those things is the use of the Bloomberg terminals in the Department of Economics, Finance, and Accounting over at the Robbins College of Business. And so I have invited Dr. Tom Johansson to come talk with us a little bit about those Bloomberg terminals, what our students are doing with them, and kind of why, you know, they're important. I mean, it's a, you know, if you even if you don't know what they are, I think that a lot of people are surprised to learn that this is a resource we have on campus, and it's really amazing that we have them. And so we're excited that Tom's here to talk to us about that today.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, I think probably just a clear and easy way to start. What are these things? What do they do?
Well, Bloomberg is the world's leading provider of information. And the terminals that we have give us access to the same information that Wall Street analysts have. I've been on the trading floors of Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and I would say probably 99% of the desks have a Bloomberg terminal, and analysts and portfolio managers are using these every day. So our students have the same resources as Wall Street professionals. And like Carolyn said, that's pretty rare for smaller schools. We are very lucky, and our students have embraced it. We opened what's called the Investment Analytics Lab in January of 22. So we've used it for a little over a year. We also have some money, actual money, not a simulation, for students to help manage. And so what they've been doing is using the terminals to analyze companies, get the information they need. And there's a lot of resources. I mean, I can't even go into how much is on the Bloomberg terminals. It's incredible. And so they're using those resources to analyze firms and make recommendations for our portfolio. So in my first investments class, which is a fall course, where they first start studying investments, my students are required to do what's called Bloomberg Market Concepts. And this is a self-paced 16-hour tutorial on how to use the terminals. And when they have completed that, they will get a certificate from Bloomberg that says they've completed it. And essentially, they're Bloomberg certified. And then they can put that on their resume, which to me, you know, I'm all about providing competitive advantages for our students, because we are small and we don't always have the same resources as the larger schools, but we do. We do have the same. We have the exact same terminals. We have 12 total, 10 in our lab and two upstairs in an overflow lab, I guess if you want to call it that. So it's the same number of terminals as the big schools have, and that's because of the deal that we can get from Bloomberg.
Well, that's incredible. And I've got some specifics I'm curious about. But first, I just got to ask, how is the portfolio doing? Are they taking care of us?
Well, last spring is the first time that we started this. I had 10 students, and they analyzed 4 stocks. And everything was really high at the beginning of last spring. And so their recommendation was to watch, because the prices were way high. And you don't buy anything. I mean, the old adage is buy low, sell high, right? So we didn't buy. So what happened after that? The market tanked. And so I was very glad that we didn't buy anything because of that. Well, here we are again. with the market being pretty much very high. And I have 22 students in the class this semester, so it's doubled in size. And we analyzed 7 different stocks, and my students were very good at finding that they were all high-priced as well. So we really haven't bought anything yet, which, I mean, what's all the consensus seems like that we're going to possibly go into a recession and the market will tank. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. I mean, if we knew that, we'd be really rich, right? we haven't bought anything yet. And so it's in basically a money market fund. So, and we've only had a year. So, I mean, I know that that sounds kind of funny, but we're not going to buy anything unless it's on sale.
It reminds me kind of poker, right? So mm-hmm. If you're playing correctly, you're folding 80% of the time. It's not fun. It's not the way you want to play. It's not what you want to be, what you would think of, but it's the smart way to do it.
Right. And, you know, I'm a big advocate of and fan of a guy named Warren Buffett. And my students learn all about him. And his teacher, Benjamin Graham, who is referred to as the father of security analysis. And, you know, Mr. Buffett says, I can get very rich, which he has, on one great idea a year. So it doesn't take a lot of trading. We don't do a lot of trading. That's not what we're all about. We're just trying to find the best companies to invest in at the lowest price possible. And if we do that and we're very careful, we will do very well over time. And that's our intent.
I wonder if you want to talk a little bit specific about like what this actually looks like. And I've walked through the hall there and I've seen the lab. I've never seen it in action. It's always like late at night. So there's lots of lights and cool things to look at. But does that functionally look like for a student? I mean, really, when we talk of Bloomberg Terminal, it's a computer mm-hmm. with screens on it, but it's much, much more as you are describing to us.
It's just a regular PC. But you know, when we get into it, the amount of information that they can access and actually analyze with the terminals is incredible. I mean, we even can get into and look up, say for example, supply chain information, which, you know, is big in the news, you know, the last several years. And so there's just all kinds of applications and so on to it. Economic information, information about individual companies, and so on. It's just incredible. And so one of the biggest challenges our students have and what they have to learn to do is basically sift out that information. What is the best information, the most relevant information to use? Because when you think of information, how much is out there? I mean, when I was in school, we had to go over to the library, which I never went to because it was too quiet for me. But, you know, now when I tell students, go out and Google Coca-Cola and read everything you can, I'm being very joking because they can't do it. There's so much out there. And so one of the big things is we have to learn how to identify that appropriate information to use for each company because it can be different too.
Very interesting. I wonder if you have any examples of this being used by students to move out into the world and how this is benefiting them.
Sure. I have, when we opened the lab, several of our graduates emailed me, texted me, whatever. And, you know, they were all very excited. I have one of my graduates who was managing a bond portfolio when he first went out, which is really good to go out and start that way. But he said he didn't have a Bloomberg terminal for like 2 years into his job. And he said the students have no idea how lucky they are to be able to work with these now. Another graduate working for a large, well-known corporation that I won't name, he's on a terminal right now in his job. He's a risk manager, so he's managing risks, and that requires a ton of information to analyze. And you know, he's very excited. He's offered, and we haven't done this yet, but we need to do a Zoom call, and he would show us kind of how to do it. It's interesting when guys like that, alums like that, indicate how important it is, and they get excited about it. You know, the students get excited about it, and so We've had a lot of really good feedback from our alums, and when we first got the lab, we were lucky enough to have an anonymous donor. We pitched the idea of having a fund for them to manage, and a lot of schools have that, right? And so he loved the idea, but he said, if we're going to do this, we have to do it right. So we have to get the Bloomberg terminals. And so he put up the money for that. Well, I mean, we don't have unlimited resources at Fort Hays. So one of the things that we're always doing is trying to raise money, you know, to continue this, what I refer to as a competitive advantage. And, you know, I just, like I said, our students have no idea until they get out there and working what benefits they have with this. It's incredible to be able to go out and say, well, yeah, I've used the Bloomberg terminal. I'm certified, and you know, not that they know how to. It's kind of like a lot of things like Microsoft Excel. Nobody knows everything it can do, you know, and it's the same thing with Bloomberg. So I'm just, you know, I'm elated and excited every day I go to work to open that up and let the students in and let them go to work and see them actually having fun doing analysis, which that's what we do. We did not call it a trading floor like so many people do, because we don't trade there. We analyze and we research. And so that's why it's called the Investment Analytics Lab.
Very cool. Well, we've run out of time, but I wonder if we want to go with where can people find out more information about this if they're curious?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is probably to reach out to the department. They can be found in McCartney Hall on campus. Tom's up there on the second floor. There's a little bit of information on the website if they go to the economics, finance, and accounting page. But in general, if people want to know more, they can contact us and we'll put them in touch with Tom and the right folks on campus.